Women today are doing everything in their might and everything in their power to keep these men being blind, deaf, dumb, and bamboozled, tricked out of their spots of having peace, money, freedom, happiness, standards, you name it. And it is because by men having a level of standards, having boundaries, having expectations, saying no, it's going to weed out and X out and eliminate a lot of women from being able to gain control and access. See, men today want women that are going to match him, compliment him, not women that are going to bring them down. And since a lot of women out there understand that they are really not an asset, let's be honest, you all. A lot of women today come with a lot of baggage, a lot of damage, a lot of heartache, a lot of trauma and drama, to which they even themselves refuse to unpack, deal with, get to the bottom of and fix. And so what a lot of chicks today would rather do is to find a man of means, a man that is wise, intelligent, a man that is stable, secure, and dump all of her problems onto him to have him clean it up and fix it up. And I gotta be honest about this, and this is no shade to anybody that just so happens to be a single mother, but I have to be real about this. And y'all like the video. But a big chunk of those women out there that do come equipped with a lot of trauma and drama and damage and baggage and so on and so forth, they also come equipped with children and deadbeat baby daddies. And so they really want to find a man of means, you know, again, that's wise, intelligent, that would be a great provider, protector, leader, and teacher, that's stable and secure, to take on that role of also playing that fatherly figure. And what did I say earlier? I said men today are refusing to be bamboozled and tricked out of their spots, especially when they do have things to lose. If I have money and resources, if I worked my hardest to make sure that I am at a certain caliber within my life or a certain status within my life, yes, I'm going to be very protective and highly selective about who I allow to be a part of my equation, because I didn't work so hard to get here just to have it all crumble and collapse and fall apart. So men absolutely have boundaries. They absolutely have standards for women. And if you're not going to match them, and when I say match them, I'm not talking about you be a strong, independent, providing female along with him. You know what I mean? I don't like how y'all do that. But in a sense of being a woman that is going to help him to add on to his empire, a woman that is not going to diminish, deplete what he already has going on. Instead, you're going to be a great assistant to what he already has, right? And when you are a woman that has a lot of baggage attached to you, it can be something that is inevitable as far as you kind of stripping away from that foundation. And a lot of men just don't want to deal with that. So how can I find a woman that is going to be complementary to what I got going on? Not trying to be me, right? Not trying to match me in the sense of being me, but match me in the sense of adding on, balancing out what I already have going on. And let's be real, you all, a lot of women today do not know how they can effectively add on value to a man's life. A lot of us, and it's just being honest, you all, are coming through with a lot of extra things that we ourselves want to get rid of, that we ourselves don't want to deal with. So please help me find a man that has it going on so he can eliminate all these problems for me. That's what a lot of the women today are coming equipped with. And with men understanding their value now, they're not just letting any old female come into their lives. I need a woman. I need a helpmeet. I need a woman that is loving, nurturing, caring, that will be a great assistant for my lifestyle, what I have going on. And women today absolutely understand that these men are cutting people off that are liabilities, and these chicks are trying to find any way to make themselves seem better off than what they really are. And in today's dope discussion, we're going to be discussing the baby mama epidemic, okay? But we're going to get into it. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. And let's get into this. Because here we have a baby mama that is trying to convince men of means, men who have played their cards right, to go ahead and take on the additional role and responsibility of not only being, you know, this rescuer for her, but also for her children. And like I said, men today, they're not going for that. Let's get into it. And again, like the video.
Back to him.
But go back.
If I was a grown ass man, I would only date single mothers.
What?
Here's my explanation. Here's my explanation. There is something about when I had my child that literally grew me the fuck up.
Come on.
It grew me up.
Come on.
It calmed me down.
Are you supporting this?
He is. Because it's the truth. When a woman gives birth, when a woman carries a child and has that child, it's like another level unlocks in you. Like something different happens.
Okay.
And when I tell you, what's wrong with you? I'll say that for some.
Yeah, because it's not for everybody. You got deadbeat mothers out there, too.
I give y'all that. But the truth of the matter is, overall, especially when it comes to a single mother raising a kid by herself, she chose to keep that baby and stay. She raising that child. She's doing what the responsible person will be doing.
Until he say, you ain't my daddy.
Ooh. Now, we're going to get into it. But I really want you all to pay attention to how we have a lot of these irresponsible women out here procreating with deadbeat men and then making it seem like it's somehow a prize and a treasure for a man to come in after the fact to rescue her and her children, polish them up, and clean them up. No, that is not something that's a luxury. But pay attention. She said, if I was a man, I would only date single mothers, says a single mother. Now, I believe this chick here actually did look up and find her a guy that was ready and willing to marry her and take on her additional children. So salute and shout out to her. But that's not going to happen for a lot. Let's just be honest about it. Okay. And y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe. We're living in a new day and age and a new time to where men are just not dealing with that, especially men who don't have children. And we already know in today's climate, a lot of the men are being very strategic and highly selective about family planning and family building. They're not out here reckless with their pen. The woman that I get with, she's going to be a woman that is of value, a woman that I can see a future with, I can build a future with. It's not just going to be some random cute jump off. No. You're not just going to throw booty at me and then me say, oh, okay, you can be my baby mama. No. Are you somebody that would make a good wife and a great mother? Because here's the thing. And again, y'all get the likes up. Men today are operating at such a high level, especially the men who, again, have resources, money, status, right? Businesses, things that they have worked hard to accumulate and build. They're wanting to make sure that their entire empire is solidified and safe, secure. And so if I'm laying down with a woman, she is going to be responsible for nurturing and teaching my children. So do I want a cute airhead jump off being the role model for my child? No. I want somebody that, again, is going to match me, balance me out, be complimentary. And a cute jump off is not it. And I gotta be real about this. A lot of these chicks out there with, you know, a lot of attachments coming along with them, they're not even cute. Okay? They're not cute. They're not intelligent. They're not wise. Hence why they are in the situation that they are in. And so it's just all the way around a dead end. The men are not touching it. So she, in my opinion, is also trying to pander. Dare I say, they love to say, I pander for men. I don't. I keep it real all across the board. It is what it is. But in my opinion, she's also trying to pander to the women out there because she understands that the bulk of them are out here in that same boat to where they are irresponsible. They are just out here laying up with whatever cute guy that is tall, that has charisma, that spits game at them real good, and then gives them a baby. So she's trying to set it up to where it's like, no, sis, it's not too late for you. It's okay for you to be out here doing that and doing this. You're going to find your Prince Charming. And it is my duty right? As your sisterhood coach to kind of coach these men of means, of value, into seeing your value. And your value is in being a baby mama that was irresponsible enough to procreate with a deadbeat. But something about you being impregnated by a deadbeat made you blossom and mature into a grown woman. And so only grown, real men would deal with your type. And I'm sorry, it's not working. These men are not going for that. Like, girl, please. And I love that the good sis sitting next to her called it out like, nah, because there's some deadbeat baby mamas out here too. And that's big facts. And I would dare to say that the deadbeat baby mamas outweigh the, you know, mature, grown, respectable, respectful, honorable baby mamas. You know what I mean? And that's just being completely honest and transparent. But I'm going to take it back and we're going to break this down bit by bit. Y'all like the video, share the video, and subscribe, all right? And I want to say this too. I think that it's also very important that we don't take our individual type of experiences as it pertains to doing things the wrong way and making it seem like because it turned out okay for us, that it's going to apply to the majority of the world. It won't. Just because you were a baby mama that procreated with a deadbeat and you just so happened to luck up and find you a husband that was ready and willing to take on that responsibility of raising your children and also cleaning and polishing you up, that was something that was an anomaly. It was lucky. It was not something that is just by default going to happen. So I think that it is our responsibility to let it be known that, yeah, let's try not to go down this alley thinking that it's going to pan out to be something that is worth our while in the end. Instead, let's try not to be baby mamas, right? Let's try to save ourselves for marriage, for our husbands. Let's not try to make families before we're ready or the men that we're with is ready. You know what I'm saying? That way everybody is on board and we can build thriving, healthy households and families. You know what I'm saying? But this type of poisoning, I got to be real about it. And I'm sorry for going off on a tangent, but this type of poisoning can essentially have it into young girls' minds that, hey, if I want to grow up and be mature and be a good woman, it's imperative for me to become a baby mama first. And that's not right and exact. Okay? Becoming a baby mama before you're ready, or a mother period before you're ready, it can really hinder you. It can hold you back. It can stifle your growth. It can make you have to put a lot of your hopes and dreams and goals and aspirations on the back burner because all of your energy and your time is going to be then dedicated to raising that child. You know, I think we got to be really honest about what having children can really do to our lives, how it can really affect us in negative ways as well. Not just saying that it makes you a grown, mature woman. And I'm sure motherhood, fatherhood is a beautiful experience. However, again, we have to be honest and completely transparent about the setbacks of parenthood as well, especially before you're ready, especially when you're not bringing children into healthy, thriving environments. You know what I mean? But let's get into it. Like the video, share the video, subscribe.
Back to him.
But go back.
If I was a grown ass man, I would only date single mothers.
What?
Here's my explanation. There is something about when I had my child that literally grew me the fuck up.
Come on.
It grew me up.
Come on.
It calmed me down.
Are you supporting this?
He is.
And it's men like this, not Anton, but the other guy who is talking about, oh, come on. Yeah. It's guys like that really mess it up. Because they also feed it into these women's minds that, hey, it's okay if I go out here being reckless with my womb. It's okay if I just so happen to mess up and become a baby mama. I'm going to always have some kind of noodle bag waiting around on me to polish me up and clean me up and fix me up. So no worries. I don't need to be responsible. I don't need to be held accountable because I'm going to always have somebody waiting in the background to rescue me, be my safety net. you know? And I do feel like it is different levels and layers of the conversation. Like, if that man is a single father as well, like, cool. You know, I don't find an issue with single parents getting together, linking up, and then building. But let's be clear about this. A lot of the women out there who are baby mamas and single mothers and everything of that sort, they're looking for men who don't have children, right? I want you to completely dedicate your entire life to me and mine. If you have a family of your own, you're not going to really be placing us at the forefront like that. So I need a man that is able to give his undivided attention. So they will make it this objective to go after guys who, again, are stable, good providers, good protectors, good leaders and teachers with no children, no baggage attached to them, because they want that man to have all of his time, resources, energy, be solely dedicated to what her family needs. Right? So if you're a single father and you're linking up with a single mother, cool. But that's not what we're looking at all the time. We're looking at baby mamas getting with men who don't have any children at all, seeking men who don't have any children at all, and trying to make him be the replacement. And that's unfair. And a lot of men have come to realize that that is unfair, and they're saying no. And a way to get you all to come back and double back to that table of being the stepdaddy is by saying, well, actually, baby mamas and single mothers, we're better because we're grown, we're mature. When we get pregnant by these deadbeat guys out here, it grows us up. So we'll be a better wife for you. Please stop. Get some help. That is not working on these men today. They're like, girl, please. That's a headache and a hassle. Try that on another simp. Not me. But I think it is disheartening that you do have males out there that are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially if you are a guy who does not have children of your own, right? If you have a lot of things working out for you and things of that sort, like, you're doing yourself a disservice and also the other women out here who were responsible a disservice, because you could be linking up with her and starting from scratch, building up, not going and get with an already made family that is on the decline, trying to polish and clean that up. Now, to each their own, there are instances where that works, and kudos and shout out to y'all. But to make that the standard, I feel like, is very irresponsible. To make baby mamas the standard of dating is irresponsible. And I'm going to keep it right there. But let's continue.
Because it's the truth. When a woman gives birth, when a woman carries a child and has that child, it's like another level unlocks in you. Like something different happens.
Okay.
And when I tell you, what's wrong with you? I'll say that for some.
Yeah, because it's not for everybody. You got deadbeat mothers out there, too.
Absolutely. How many baby mamas do we know that are multi-baby mamas? They have babies every 2 years by different men. Does that sound like somebody that's maturing, evolving, growing to you? No. And to be completely honest, that makes up the bulk of baby mamas out there. They're not baby mamas to one guy. You know what I mean? They have multiple children, multiple baby daddies, you know, and way too much baggage to really have a balanced life, to really add on to a man's life in a positive way, because she got too much going on by herself. So to make it seem like that is what the majority of baby mamas represents, hella irresponsible. Sis, you out of bounds. You're out of bounds. Please.
All that. But the truth of the matter is, overall, especially when it comes to a single mother raising a kid by herself, she chose to keep that baby and stay. She raising that child. She's doing what the responsible person will be doing.
Let's be clear, you all. A lot of these chicks keep their babies because they have no other choice. Now, you could delete your babies. I'm not trying to go into that conversation. You know, because I believe that if you were man and woman enough to lay down, then you should be man and woman to take on their responsibility. So I'm not even going to go into the conversation. However, let's be clear, you all, we are the ones that are carrying those children. So by default, yeah, you're going to be the one that is ultimately stuck, which is why it is very important that women especially be very mindful and strategic about who we choose to lay down with and procreate with. Because if all this fails, if you decide to keep that child, it is going to be on you. and your family and your network, that guy can leave. So you really want to be mindful about this. But to make it seem like, oh, well, she's the one that is the strong one because she kept her baby and this, that, and the third. Well, she probably didn't have a choice. Could she afford to delete the baby? Again, I'm not trying to get into all of that. But it's a lot of different factors that can go into her being defaulted with that child. Let's not even get into all the perks and benefits that they have for, you know, single parent households, single mother households. You know, we're not going to get into all that. So it's a lot of different things that can factor into that mother, that single mother keeping that child and, you know, having that child to be with her. But again, let's be very honest. How many baby mamas do we know out here who have babies that they throw off on their mothers, their aunties, their family members? Y'all know how many children are out there being raised by grandparents because the mama ain't ish, the daddy ain't ish, but the mama decided to keep the baby. So I guess that makes her the better parent because she kept the baby and then threw the baby off on other people. But nonetheless, the matter remains. It's still something that does the community a complete disservice. Had you been very wise, intelligent, disciplined, you could have avoided all of that. You could have grown up by life experiences, not being a baby mama. It could have matured you in other ways. Life would have matured you in other ways. I don't have any children yet. And I think I'm very wise, intelligent, mature. You know what I mean? Can I be goofy and silly? Sure. But at the end of the day, yeah. Life grew me up. I didn't need to put a child through my trials and tribulations in order to make me mature. No, that's unfair to that child and me. Because I want the best for my babies. And I'm sure my babies would want the best for me because after all, I'm the one who chose to bring them into this world. So no, I'm not just going to be selfish in that regard and say, oh, well, at least I got grown and mature. And now I'm going to, you know, bank on the next man being selfless enough to just take me on. No, you can't bank on that, especially not in today's climate, because the men are done with this. They're not playing into this foolishness at all. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. It's some real talk.
What are you saying? You ain't my daddy.
Oh, now let's take that back a little bit.
Person will be doing.
Until he say you ain't my daddy.
He said, until he say or they say you ain't my daddy. And that is also something that a lot of men don't want to run into as it pertains to dealing with single mothers. You can invest all of your time, your energy, your resources, your love into these children, building them up, all for your work to be in vain, all for it to not amount to anything, and all for those children to still disrespect you and say, well, you ain't my daddy, so I don't care. It means nothing. Men don't want to go through that. I've also heard countless stories of guys becoming attached to the children and the children becoming attached to that guy. And then a breakup ensues. And all of a sudden, oh, these are my kids. Stay away from my kids. You're not their daddy. So not only could it be an instance of the children coming through saying you're not my daddy, but you also run the risk of that mother, that single mother coming through saying, ah, don't talk to my kids like that. You not their daddy. Or completely making you cut off contact with those children because you're not their daddy. So to eliminate all of the confusion, the dysfunction, the chaos, I'll just rather be by myself. And again, you all, there's going to always be exceptions to that rule. I do feel, a little part of me feels like if you are a baby mother of one child, you know, and you have your head on right and, you know, you're doing things in the righteous manner and respectable manner. I do feel like those instances and cases can be made exceptions for. You know what I mean? If she's not a multi-baby mama, which indicates that she's not being reckless and not learning from her mistakes and evolving and growing and maturing, I feel like that's cool. But when you have multiple children by deadbeats and, you know, all of that, I would tell my brothers to stay away from you. And that just is what it is, you know. And I'm being very lenient in that regard when it comes to single mothers with one child, because even with that, that could also be a hindrance to a guy, you know, taking on a child before he's ready for one. You know, I strongly feel like, especially within our community, you know, the Black community, I feel like we should be very proactive when it comes to family planning and building. Get married first, get your foundation set, make sure you have your money together, your finances in order, savings in order, because babies are expensive and so is life. And then, you know, go ahead and plan accordingly. Let's not just hop into things and wing it. We have to stop winging parenthood. We have to stop winging relationships. We have to come through with solid plans, especially when it comes to raising families and children. But that's my opinion. Y'all feel free to give me y'all's opinions, feedback, and everything down in the comment section down below. I look forward to seeing what I got to say. But that is my take on this. I feel like what she is saying and promoting is highly irresponsible. I feel like it can give the wrong idea to a lot of young ladies out there to make them believe that, oh, if I want to be a woman that is growing and evolving and maturing and, you know, could one day potentially make a great wife, I need to be baby mama'd. And that's so counterproductive, so destructive. I don't like it. And to have a male sitting next to you co-signing that, I feel like makes it even worse. But maybe I'm wrong. Y'all let me know. Like the video, share the video, subscribe. I'm going to catch y'all in the next dope discussion. Much love and peace to my crown heads.